So I started reading this book by Jordan Peterson. I really like him. He's a Canadian psychologist. He's the one that got all of this hate towards him because he wouldn't use pronouns in his classroom. He was a university professor as well. But he really has. I don't always agree with everything they say, but I really like his style of presenting information, and I've learned a lot about psychology from him. It's really interesting. So he has this book. I found it at the thrift store. Best place to find personal development books because people buy them, don't read them, and donate them. Maybe they read them. But anyway, I feel like personal development books is kind of like a gym membership. A lot of people buy it to scratch the itch and be like, oh yeah, I have a gym membership. I'm going to go get healthy and fit and lose weight, but then they never use it. And I feel like personal development books are the same way. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to learn about this thing, and then they never read it. But I picked up this book. It's called The 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos. And the first chapter is called Stand with Your Shoulders Back. And it talks about lobsters and compares the psyche of lobsters to the psyche of humans. And I thought it was so fascinating because I really know absolutely nothing about lobsters besides they're pretty tasty when cooked correctly and pretty gross when they're overcooked. That's about it. And I know they live on the bottom of the ocean and some they look like dinosaurs. But apparently they are prehistoric to like the age of dinosaurs. Like they are one of the few creatures that its genetics trace back that far. Crazy. So lobsters apparently are really territorial. And they live by themselves. And the biggest, strongest lobsters get the most female lobsters. They get the best shelter. They get the best hunting, like gathering food. I think they basically are scavengers. So they get the best homes that are close to like the best food and resources. And they're less likely to be picked off by other creatures because they have a better home. And so what lobsters do because they live on their own is they will be challenged by other lobsters. And so they kind of go through this process of like fighting where they like whap each other with their eyeball antenna things. And then they tail whap each other and then they do claw fight and it kind of like escalates until one lobster retreats. Well, if a formerly dominant lobster gets beaten by another lobster and ran out of his home, he will actually go through a process of his brain dissolving and then regrowing. So fascinating. And the reason for this is because it hurts the psyche of the lobster so much that the brain has to die in order to rebuild a brain that can handle the new status of that lobster. And if a lobster is ever, that was previously dominant, is ever defeated, he will be more likely to be defeated again in the future because now he has a new brain and a new belief system that tells him where his status is. So fascinating, right? So the reason this was so relatable is because a lot of humans struggle with this too. When we get knocked down, we have to decide if we're going to accept our new status and die and be reborn in that status or that place we are in our lives, or if we're going to rise up and die and be reborn in a manner that is more empowering. Because when I went through my great beatdown in 2019 and 2020, I went through an experience process. I read the book at the time called The Untethered Soul, and this really helped me understand what was happening because I felt like a crazy person. And as I was reading that book, I remember walking by a mirror and like having to stop and look again, do a double look, because I didn't recognize who was in the mirror. I was essentially dying inside, like my psyche and everything, the version I was of myself was dying. And over the next 2 years, I was being rebuilt. And even in the rebuilding, you go through this process of like dying again and being rebuilt and dying again and being rebuilt. And last year, right after I had my surgery, I had kind of like a little mental breakdown because that surgery and that process of being alone in a foreign country, my friends had left and gone to their own adventures, and I couldn't do the social activities I normally do because I was still recovering. It was brutal. It was really brutal. And it led me into really having to sit with myself in a way I never had. So it was another time of death and regrowth or being reborn. And this is similar to the Phoenix Rising story, if you've ever been into that. The Phoenix is a mythical bird that and only one can ever exist in the world. And so it must die to be reborn as something new. And that's the same thing, is there can only be one of you ever in the world. So in order to become the person you want to be, the old version of you must die and you must be reborn and created into something, a new version of yourself that can handle and is capable of where you want to go. And I think it's such a beautiful way to look at it. Lobsters, not so much. The dissolving of the brain and regrowing of the brain, not as sexy as the phoenix. But I really believe that like life and our journey and evolution of self is this constant death and regrowth and difficult, traumatizing situations is typically when we have the choice to be reborn into someone stronger, or the opportunity, I should say, to be reborn into something stronger, or to make ourselves smaller. And it really is a conscious choice that we have to make.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.